Greetings from WFMU. It's Liz Berg here celebrating my 200th podcast. Yeah, it's a milestone this week. So, I came up with this idea to do a podcast, and it was my New Year's resolution 1 year. I don't know, when was it? 2010? And I'm still going strong. So I'm pretty excited about that. That's probably the best and only New Year's resolution I've ever made and or kept. It's a good one, right? Podcasting, yay! This week I've got a lot of great tunes from artists that I've played before on the podcast who all have wonderful new recordings available on the Free Music Archive. And so let's get into it with the first song by Schema Wound. It's a pretty and spacey song called How to Recognize a Closed Time-Like Curve. Time-like. It's from their new release, A Young Person's Guide to Time Travel. And let's start right away. And as you listen, reflect upon 200 episodes of the Liz Berg podcast or something like that. All right, everybody, enjoy. Thank you.
Let's. into the beautiful game. Your legacy will be in the moonshine. Something to do with the resignation of the International Federation. These are the crazies who think they own the World Cup. Their money from the suits, give it back to the grassroots. Take their money from the suits, give it back to the grassroots. They're taking power from the top, we're closing down the old boys club. Don't you think that we don't spy when you temper on the sly? Look the prices to the sky. Sorry.
feeling 200 episodes old. We heard from Blackstone Rangers at the end of the set with Judas Tree, and that was from a live set that was performed on Dark Night of the Soul with Julie here at WFMU, and more songs from that set are available on the Free Music Archive. We heard a song by Keshko dedicated to FIFA. It's called FIFA Broadside, and that's for all of you who might have a World Cup hangover. FIFA Broadside from the album World of Football 14. Lots of Keshko songs dedicated to the World Cup. We heard Jazzar before that with Lux, L-U-X-E, Lux. And that's from their new album, Servants. I know I've played Jazzar on the program before. Mutwawa out of Richmond, Virginia with the song Don't Care. And that's from the Richmond Tape Club, Volume 7, recently added to the Free Music Archive. We heard Don Goliath with Lively Up Dub. And I'll bet you can guess that is the song that sounded a little bit like a dub song. It's from the album Rootstep Colossus. A very short tune before that by Jonas the Plug Expert called Met Quartz. K-O-O-R-T-S. Met Quartz. And the album is Electro Techniker, newly added to the Free Music Archive. Broke for Free is back. And I know I've played songs by Broke for Free before here on the podcast. I love this new song. It's called Wash Out, and it's from the album Petal. CZO with Black Moon from the album A Tribute to Cosmos, and I detect there is another Neil deGrasse Tyson fan out there in CZO. I salute you, Neil deGrasse Tyson. I was definitely nerding out on that TV series recently. We heard from Krakatoa before that with White Man Dancing, kind of an epic and great song. It was sort of, I don't know, it was like an 8 or 9 minute jam, but held my attention the entire time. Really fun, and it's from an album of the same title, newly added to the FMA. We heard from Simon Mathewson, old pal of the podcast. We heard his tune Part 4 Music for One Musician from the new album Paradiddle in F minor. Schema Wound at the top of the podcast with How to Recognize a Closed Time-like Curve from A Young Person's Guide to Time Travel. And that wraps things up. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and thanks for celebrating the 200th episode of this here podcast with me this week. Liz Berg signing off at WFMU. I'll catch you again soon. Ciao!